turn to Genesis chapter number 37. Now, I'm going to be preaching in a up-tempo way this morning. I'm going to let it rip. And I'm going to do it in 20 minutes. So you better speed your thinking up and speed yourself up. Somebody help me right there. Genesis 37, I'll have to preach fast, but I want you, there's a thought that I'll give you. And by the way, many of us have goals in life. When we start out, with a goal. We start out thinking, this is what I want out of my life. And sometimes those goals came to fruition and sometimes they didn't. We all have had dreams. By the way, you don't mind me this morning. If I'm dreaming, let me dream on. What's wrong with our, man, I think I'm a bold down here. What's wrong with our generation? What's wrong with our churches? We done quit dreaming. We done lost the dream. We need to get back to the place we believe there's a great God with a great purpose that can take our lives and use them for His glory. I'll introduce you to a man in the Old Testament named Joseph. And I'm going to preach on him this morning. Lord, I may have to do a two-part sermon, but I want to preach on him this morning, and I want you to look in your Bibles to Genesis chapter number 37. Now, the Bible in Genesis 37 talks about Joseph, and I'll leap into verse number 5 because this is where I really want to I'll back up. Let's go to verse 1. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpha, his father's wife. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now, Israel loved, that's Jacob, Joseph, more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all the brethren, they had hatred. They had hated him. By the way, anytime you start getting blessed, anytime God starts showing you favor, they're going to be a bunch not like it. Somebody help me right there. They're going to be a bunch that's going to oppose you. You say, no, preacher, I've been listening to the guy you should. He doesn't say what you're saying. He's a nuthead too. Hello. He spreads his health and wealth gospel. I want you to know something. That's not reality. I'll tell you what's real is we get saved. We find out we have an adversary. He is the devil. He'll use people. He'll use circumstances. He'll use things. His goal is to try to destroy you. Lord God, have mercy. I done got in some preach right there already. And he said, let's go on. And the Bible said, and Joseph dreamed a dream, verse 5. And let me tell you what the dream was. And look at it here. Boy, this is good right here. And he said, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we are binding sheaves in the field. And lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaf stood around about and made obedience to my sheaf. And it goes on to explain some more. Let me explain it so I'll save some time. He said, boys, one of these days I'm going to run this place. And whether you like it or not, you're going to come and bow at me. That's what he was saying. And let me jump you down so I can go on with this. And look at verse 18 and 19. And when they saw him afar off, that's Joseph, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And here's my text. And they said to one another, behold, the dreamer cometh. I want you to know something. It's good to have dreams. And I'm going to speak about dreams tonight or this morning. I'm talking about real dreams. Now, let me give you two or three things by way of introduction, maybe four. First of all, there was more written about Joseph in Genesis than any other character. Do you know, Chad, 1/4 of the book of Genesis is about his life. Do you know that 13 chapters was about his life? Do you know that more was said about him than was said about creation? Do you know there was more said about him than there was about Adam and Eve? Do you know there was more said about him than there was about Abraham and Isaac? Hey, do you know, Lord God, I'm about to get happy, that he is the perfect type in the Old Testament of the Lord Jesus Christ? I'll say something to you. There's three things here I want you to know. Notice the explanation of the circumstance. The book of Genesis and Joseph's life is connected with the book of Exodus. And he is the one that takes them down into Egypt, getting ready for Moses to take them out of Egypt. He connects the two books. Notice the second thing, an example of conduct. The Bible said that he lived for God. He was Jacob's favorite. He lived for God. He had a coat of many colors. I want to tell you something. If we ever need people to be an example of conduct today, we need it today. We need some seniors. Look at me. They will say, you know what? I'm not going to say I'm done because I'm older. I'm going to say I just begun. I am at an age where I've went through all this. I can offer something to youngins. I can offer something to the young marrieds. I can offer something to others. You know what's happened to us? We think we get old, and that's it. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, God got a purpose for you when you got saved to take you all the way through. He's an example of conduct in a dark world. We're living in a dark world. I want to tell you, I want to get a bunch of young people. I look at you this morning. I want to hug every one of you. I can tell you, you can make a difference. He was 17 years old and made a difference and chose to walk for God. Well, I'll tell you something else about his life. He was a picture of the exaltation of Christ. If you study the book of, Genesis and his life, there's 101 types of Christ. And he fulfills them. I'll give you some examples. In verse 3, the Bible said he was greatly beloved of the Father. I want to tell you who Jesus is. He's the only begotten Son. Number 2, in verse 20, he was hated by the brethren. Jesus said, I came unto my own, and not my own received him not, but to as many as received him, gave power to become the sons of God. In verse 20, he was sold for 20 pieces of silver. The greater Joseph was sold for 30 pieces of silver. Hey, by the way, praise God, I'm about to get happy here. He took a Gentile bride. Somebody ought to shout here. I know the gospel is to the Jew and the Greek, but I want you to know, but predominantly the bride of Christ today is a Gentile bride. The Jews are blind. Now, there are some exceptions. We have Brother Leon Broski, who was saved as a Jew, but I want you to know he's a church man now. By the way, he revealed himself to his brethren. One of these days, Jesus Christ is going to come as King of kings and Lord of lords. He's going to reveal himself to his brethren. But I want to, he had some difficult things. I mean, he made some difficult decisions that were difficult. He had a dress that made him different. Hello? Cold with a cloak of many colors. By the way, I'm not a legalist. I'm not one of those guys that are. But I want you to know that when I got saved, God, I know what modest dress is. Amen. And I don't understand why we want to walk the line on it. Boy, it's going to die in here now, ain't it? They still weigh the dress. They still, by the way, they still weigh. I know, I'm going to get fleeced for that, but that's all right. I've been going a week, I'm rested, come on. He was devoted. By the way, he had a destiny. That was the palace. But he had dreams that made him different. I want to talk about three things and I'm done. First of all, I want to talk about in verses 1 through 10, special dreams. Remember when you got saved? Or even before you were saved. How many of you had some dreams before you got saved? Really? I'm going to tell you what I dreamed to be. And it came this close to being reality. I had a dream to put the blue and gold of West Virginia University on me and play football for them. And a lot of folks don't know this side of my life because I don't tell a lot of it. I live for sports. I live for basketball and football, and I live for all of them. But because of my size and my quickness, and I know I don't look like that now, West Virginia University came when I was a junior and said, "You're the man." Man, for the next year, I dreamed that. Next year, I said, "I'm going that way. Next year, that's my life. I'm going to play offensive right tackle for the West Virginia Mountaineers. I'm going to leave Sissonville, and I'm going to the West Virginia Mountaineers." Had it all down. Only two things he told me. He said, "Stay out of trouble and get your grades up." Well, the rest of the story was my first game, I was out on 2 Mile and had a car wreck, and the car landed on my arms. Guess what happened to my dreams? First of all, I see special dreams. I had some special dreams. As some of you in this room, you've dreamed some great things for your life. In Joseph's situation, we see his spiritual drive. We see his dress, a coat with many collars. We see his spectacular dreams that they were going to come down and make obedience to them. But also we see their spiritual, their sinful desire to overturn him. By the way, friend, if you got a dream, there's going to be somebody out there to try to wreck your dream. I remember when I first came here. I'll tell this story. I don't mind telling it. When I first came here, I told the deacons I had a dream. One day we'd had 500 people. Hello? You know what happened to me first? The first service? First service, man. You think I'd get a honeymoon there. I had a guy come up to me, evidently pretty well known, and grab me right here. Now, you don't grab no 375-pounder right there. And see, I still about half it. My arm went up. I wanted to put that around his neck. He said, "You'll never see 200. Well, how many believe that's a good way to welcome somebody? Guess what? I looked at him and I said, "Well, we're going to have a program. We're going to try to have 200 this Christmas." He said, "You'll never see it. They're not going to respond. You're 27-year-old. You're wet behind the ears. You ain't going to get nothing done." How many's feeling encouraged right now? That's what happened to me first day. But we got our little, but we don't have no computers back then. We had our little badge and said, "I'm one of 200. By the way, Christmas came. He didn't come. But we had 254. He said, "You ain't going to do that." He said, "It's only because of Christmas." How many of y'all ever had a friend like that? "Only because of Christmas." I said, "Well, we're going to do it again next week." I said, "There's a man back in." I was crazy. I'm a little crazy now. I said, "Next week, there's a guy in the church that says y'all can't have 200 again." That's after Christmas. We had 237. You remember, Roger? I remember. Hey, do you know the funds of our church? Listen to this. You know what the budget of our church was when I started? $25,000 a year. I think the deacons and trustees talked in tongues about after 3 months almost, because the Lord doubled it. We went to $1,000 a week, and they thought that God done come out. Now, by the way, friend, it takes that much money for us to survive one weak here at Tate Valley. I'm saying you can still dream. I can say you can still believe that God's going to do something through your life. And God can take one person that is dedicated to God and use you for the glory of God. Amen. Oh, stay with me. I'm going somewhere. I'm taking you to the palace here in a minute. Number two, in verses 20 through 26, not only do I see special dreams, and I want to spend a lot of time, but I want to go to number two, shattered dreams. How many of you this morning, there's people in this room this morning, you've said about your life, I didn't know it was going to turn out like this. You've allowed the devil to make a mess of you. And you came in this church this morning with shattered dreams. Am I preaching? Shattered. What happened to him? It wasn't long that they threw him down into a pit. You might say, Preacher Smith, can I expect that? Listen to me. Serving God's not always rosy. Come on, help me right there. There's always going to be something or someone opposing you. He was thrown in a pit and sold out by his brethren for 20 pieces of silver. They took his coat of many colors. They sold him. They sold him to Potiphar's house. He went to the fit and then to Potiphar's house. Hey, he's still remembering his dream, but they all going to bow down to him. But then he got a slave coat on instead of his coat of many colors. Sold as a slave. By the way, I'm going to give you a little something. I ain't going to tell you difficult. You're not going to face difficulties. Look at me right in my eyeball. You're going to face difficulties. But we'll see what kind of man you are by what you do in your difficulty. Amen. Somebody help me right there. Are you going to stay with it? Amen. He went down there. And by the way, just read it. He got promoted in Potiphar's house. Yeah. Over his whole house. But hold on, man. Let's talk about shattered dreams. You know what happened? They come down. There's a woman in there, a hussy. That's what we call them. Women that don't live right, hussies. How many remember that word? Some of these youngins around here just kind of looking at me like a calf looking at a new gate. Hussy! That's a wicked woman! Amen. This hussy tries to seduce him. By the way, she got pretty close. She got his coat. But she didn't get his character. I'm not going to tell you, you may not have some shattered dreams and you may lose your coat, but you do not have to lose your character. You can still stand for God. Somebody help me preach right there. There's some of you, when you got into marriage, you expected this or that. Hold it a minute. Let's get into reality. The devil hates the home. The devil hates the Christian. The devil hates everyone. And if that wasn't bad enough, then they sold it, put him down into the prison. Went from the pit. Come on now. He went from the pit to the Potiphar's house. I thought they was going to bow down to me. And then he went down to the prison. And he met two boys called the baker and the butler. By the way, they forgot him too. Hello, by the way, y'all with me? You're going to have some fair weather friends. And if you got a good one that sticks with you, you ought to raise your hand. Paul Harvey said you only have about three in your life. Hello? Sold out by his friends. They forgot about him. When they went up to Pharaoh's. Forgot about him. Then, boy, I'm going somewhere. Y'all stay with me. I thought the boys are going to bow down to you. Don't look like, how many things the devil went up and said, how you doing now, Joe? You in prison? You done been in a pit? You been to Potiphar's house? A hussy went after you? Now, Joe, you in a prison. You gonna rot here. The devil will whisper those things in your ear. But I'll give you some good pastoral advice. Don't listen to him. Because God's got a big old purpose. Somebody help me right here. Let me give you. By the way, Pharaoh started having the dream. By the way, not only could Joseph give dreams, but he could also interpret them. So guess what happened? I'm about to get happy here. We got a special dream that turned into be a shattered dream, but now it's going to turn into be a supernatural dream. 5 years ago, I wouldn't gave 20 cents for you.
Thank you.
You was going the wrong way. That's before baldness.
Yes, sir.
That's for before bulges.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But he has lost 20 pounds. But, and I know you had dreams. You told me about them. And I told you if you could get out of preaching, get out of it. But I told you God had something for you.
Yes, sir.
Man, I was so proud of him last Sunday. He shook the corner. I closed my eyes. I said, is that me preaching? I said, that's good. See, don't give up on your dreams. They may be some people give up on them. But God, you preaching here just a little while ago, a little 5 minute or the best is yet to come. Ladies and gentlemen, you may be in this place with shattered dreams, but I'll say you trust God. You live for God. The best is yet to come.
Amen.
Let me finish the story. Old Joe was called up to Pharaoh's house. The main man's house. Hello. And he told him to dream. Joe said, I know that one. You're going to have 7 years of plenty, and you're going to have 7 years of famine. Here's what you do. During the plenty, you save all that up and store it up to make it through the famine. And guess where he ended? He started out in the pit, but he ended up in the palace. Let me tell you what, Lord, I'm about to get happy. You know what Pharaoh done? Look here. Put a ring on his hand. You know what else he done? Put a new garment on him. Somebody help me right here. I'm about ready to lose my mute right here. Are you with me? He said, I tell you what you're going to do. You're going to ride in the second chariot behind me. In other words, you number two, you prime minister. Ladies and gentlemen, don't give up on your dream. God can take any person in this room and do something supernatural for you. Our problem is we give up on our dreams. Oh, if I'm dreaming, let me dream on. You see, Preacher Smith, I've had some shattered. Oh, haven't we all had shattered dreams? Haven't we all had things that we expected was going to turn out this way and that way, and we had it all figured out. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, and you hear the rest of the story, I got a God that can do the supernatural for you. A supernatural dream. I know this was short and broken a little bit this morning. But I just believe God wanted me to touch this little thought. How many right now say, Preacher, I've had some dreams and they've been shattered. I've went through some stuff and I want you to pray for me. Raise your hand. Slip them up all over the house. That's right. I see them. God bless you. But I want you not forget something. There's a God that's with you and going to work it all out for your good.